Happy Sunday. Welcome back to the Esteem Scene Show. I am Emma Jane. So this is your weekly permission slip to exhale, unravel and remember who you really are beneath all of the noise. So today's show is something completely deceptively simple. Cutting the crap and shedding the static, dropping the drama, clearing the clutter, filtering the fluff. But it's not just in a sassy, bin it and move on kind of way. We're talking about clearing the clutter in our minds, our relationships and our expectations so we can actually hear ourselves think. Imagine that. So beneath the drama, the distraction and the shoulds is something truer. You. Just you. The grounded, wise, quietly powerful version of you that doesn't need to shout to be heard or shouldn't have to shout to be heard. So settle in. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't, and maybe, just maybe, give yourself permission to stop performing and start listening.
Oh, so still. Shh, shh, you're all alone. Shh, shh, and so peaceful until you fall in love. Simple, the sky up above. Simple, is caving in. Wow, wow! You never been so nuts about a guy. You wanna love, you wanna cry, you crush your heart and hope to die till it's over. And then shh, shh, it's nice and quiet. Shh, shh, but soon again shh, shh, starts another big riot. You blow a fuse, simple, the devil cuts loose, simple, so what's the use? Wow! Of falling in love. It's oh so quiet.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, shh. And that's what we're talking about this week. This week we're talking about clearing the clutter of our mind, filtering that fluff, and dropping the drama so that we can actually hear what we're saying in our own brain. However, it's not just about being quiet and listening. There's something else. So in a world that keeps turning louder and faster, we often forget how to truly observe, okay? So it's not just about being quiet, it's what you're seeing and observing when you're quiet too. So observation isn't passive. It's powerful, and it can be really powerful. It's how we decode intention. It's how we protect our energy and make sense of all the noise around us. So you know those moments when you're out in the world and something shifts, not in what's said, but in what's not said. And that moment when someone's smile doesn't quite reach their eyes, or maybe when your gut nudges you before your brain catches up and you just know, intuitively, instinctively, there's a problem. Well, that's gold. That is the skill. So today we're diving and driving into people watching with purpose. Not to judge, but to listen. And listen with our eyes, listen with our bodies, listen with our instincts and our intuition. And watch. This isn't about paranoia, it's about presence. So whether you're in the supermarket, on a train, or in your own living room, the act of noticing can teach you who is aligned with your peace and who is also just performing. It also acts as a calculator for how people see you and behave around you. And here's the thing, the more we sharpen our observational powers, the less we get caught in the confusion of mixed messages, manipulations, or shall we say, misplaced loyalty, for example. So don't chase chaos. Study it, sort it, save energy, and save it for what truly serves. Let's bring out the confidence challenge. The one, the only Coffee Dance Challenge. Ta-da. So this week, we are going somewhere. We are going somewhere on our own. We are going to people watch. Take a notepad, notice people, notice you, and notice what your inner voice is saying whilst you have really nothing to say to anybody else and just listening and watching. So dim the noise inside, listen more, and watch to how people respond to you. Because, let's be honest here, actions speak louder than words. Enjoy and let us know how it goes, where you went, and what happened. Here's some more songs.
up the sky. So I hit the road in overdrive, baby.
this feels strange and untrue, and I won't waste a minute without you.
Oh, I like those songs. So that was Blinded Lights and Open Your Eyes by Snow Patrol. So every week I try and give you some sciencey backup to the stuff that I talk about on here. So we're talking about the science of seeing and how your brain sorts out the world. And I thought this was relevant. So let's pull the curtain back on what is actually happening in your brain when you observe the world. So you've got this incredible system inside your head. And trust me, it is incredible. So a personal security team made up of your prefrontal cortex, your amygdala, and your basal ganglia. So the prefrontal cortex, this is your wise one. It plans, it pauses, it evaluates. It's the voice that says, hang on, something's not adding up here. But the amygdala, this is your early warning system. This is your emotional radar. It doesn't wait for logic. It feels the vibe shift before a word is even said. And then you have the basal ganglia. That's your behavioural autopilot. The part of you that stores patterns and habits, and amongst other things. But mainly, the more you observe, the more accurate your patterns become. It's how you intuitively know when someone's actions don't match their energy. What's wild is that our brains are wired for prediction. Madness. But here's where it gets juicy. Because when there's a prediction error, say someone says something that they're trying to mean but their eyes are glazing over, your brain starts firing off internal alarms, and you might not even know why you feel off, but all of a sudden your body does. It's madness. This is why becoming a really sharp observer isn't just spiritual, it's scientific. You're actually training your neural network to spot patterns, avoid pain, and make choices rooted deeply in clarity instead of just confusion and chaos. And get this, okay? Studies show that people who regularly reflect and observe their environments, rather than just reacting to them, have stronger emotional regulation and, get this, less burnout. Ugh. Trust that your brain and your spirit are working together in tandem. So as I said before, observation isn't passive. It's a powerful self-protection skill, and it's how you will stop handing out your peace like it's on clearance. And remember, observance needs to come with quietness, stillness. Otherwise, you will distract yourself and it won't happen. So whilst you chew on that, we're headed for some more tunes.
My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my color to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stunned by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence.
I'd be cold as a stone in the rain.
be cold as a stone and rich as the fool. It turned all those good hearts away.
They will.
delicious. Oh, they were some good songs. So we had Disturbed and The Sound of Silence, we had Birdie, People Help the People, and Fleetwood Mac with Dreams. So we have discussed the quietening, we've discussed listening to ourselves and decluttering and taking away the fluff. We've looked at observing others in a quiet state of mind. So let's go one step further to the most uncomfortable, and that would be having the hard conversations with yourself. It's not fun, but it's necessary. So sometimes the quiet isn't actually just silence. It's that space where you start a deeper conversation, and that would be with yourself. In that stillness, you can finally work out actually what's wrong. You can work out where the blocks are, and you can also work out how or why you've been running on autopilot. It's like stepping back from the chaos for a minute, seeing yourself through a completely different lens, and hearing the very words that have been haunting you, or that you've been cycling round and round and round and round. The shadowy, dark thoughts that you actually thought that you could push away or just ignore. So when you're brave enough to acknowledge how far those shadows actually reach, you open the door to real change. You let the sun in and the shadows start off to disappear. You start to see what you need to believe about yourself to move forward. And what parts of you really do need healing. And where you also might get that support from. But here's the catch. This only works if you're really, really, really prepared to do the work. No quick fixes. No sugarcoating. Just honest, patient, and sometimes extremely uncomfortable self-exploration. Because that's where the growth actually lives. And I've been doing this recently, and I realised my truth and realised that my belief system had to change in other areas. I learned an awful lot. The realisation was huge. It was unbelievably difficult, disgusting. I felt like I was unveiling another Dorian Gray horror masterpiece. But I worked out why I was the way I was and why I've been the way I've been. And with these deepest self and uncomfortable conversations and patience and open-mindedness, I knew what I needed and I knew where my journey could go from here. What will your conversations be? What will you see? What will you realise in a moment that you haven't realised, maybe even forever? So, have a think about that for a mo.
Oh, Father, tell me, do we get what we deserve? Oh, we get what we deserve. And where down we go, 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 go. And where down we go, 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 go. So where down we go, 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 go. Way down we go. Oh, you let your feet run wild. Come as we all go down. Yeah, but for the fall, my heart, do you dare to look them right in the eyes? Yeah. Oh, God save me, run you down, down to the dark. Yeah, someday we run you down, down to fall. Oh,
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Do-do-do-do-do. Something just like this.
Enjoyed those. That's Calio and Way Down We Go, and the Chainsmokers and Coldplay. So when you finally hear yourself, and I mean really hear yourself, without distractions, without defense, without the noise of, I don't know, expectation, then that's when something really, really shifts. And I can tell you this from experience. And that's when the deep conversations begin. That's the one where you just stop performing. The one where you stop pretending you're fine when you're unraveling. This is the one where you can ask, what do I need right now? And what is standing in my way? In that space, you realize that not all the noise out there is actually yours to carry. And we've said this before. And remember, like I said last week, not all your battles are worth fighting. and not all battles are yours to fight. Okay. There's something else too. When you learn to observe, and not just yourself, but others as well, quietly and without judgment, because there's no need for any of that, you start to see more clearly who's listening and who's just waiting to speak. And that makes a difference in life too. You notice how people reveal their fears in jokes, their wounds in anger, their truths in silence. But you begin to understand that behaviour is also language. That's why we call it body language. But it's all kinds of language. And in some people, they are literally speaking from scars, not their hearts. And you have to be aware of that. And you have to be observant to that. Because it's what you take in and what you perceive. And where does it come from? And in seeing them, you see yourself more clearly too. So what you mirror, what you tolerate, what you defend, and what you protect, you will see yourself more clearly. So take the pause, be brave, let the dust settle a bit, and meet yourself there, in the stillness, in the truth, and the quiet power of only your voice. So observe, listen, and learn. Because sometimes the clearest path forward actually begins in complete silence. Well, that's it from me today, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your Sunday. Please check out our other shows on South End City Radio. We have the South End City Sports Show, and we have the Glitter Show with Lady O, and many, many more. We have breakfast shows, we have Drive Time, we have The Work. So come and hang out with us at South End City Radio. And I leave you with this banger of a tune too. So, as I say before, as I say every week, love yourselves a little lots. See you for now.
I've been hearing symphonies before all I heard was silence. A rhapsody for you and me. And every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along. Then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you. And now your song is on repeat. And I'm dancing on to your heartbeat. And when you're gone, I'm feeling complete. I just wanna be part of your story.